Last time we started discussing the sugya tefilasa b'pshiyah v'self ba'onis. The Mishnah in Daf Nimhamid Beis says nifritz of a lilo shekatzu alistim v'yotza v'hizika potter, that if the kosel breaks down, nifritz of a lilo, if someone breaks it down, not the bailim, and then the behema goes out and does hezek, so the bailim are going to be chayiv. The Gemara in Daf Nimhamid quotes the statement of Rabba v'husha chotter. The Rabba says dafka, if the behema dug out and then the damage, then you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says that if we're talking the kosel ra'ua, a weak wall, where the bailam of posheya betchila, so then even if lo chotra, even if chotra, the bailam should be chayiv, right? If they left a weak wall guarding the animals, that's not a good shmira, so that was a pshia. So it's tchilasa b'pshia. So even if chotra, as Rabba says, even if chotra, which is sofa ba'ones, stach tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones. According to the Madama, tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones chayiv, then the bailam should still be chayiv. That's the kasha of the Gemara. And ultimately, because of that kasha, the Gemara says the Rabba's statement is not going on the reisha, the Rabba's going on the sefer. So we pointed out that the Rishonim, Tosas and Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, and other Rishonim are troubled, Rabbi the parrots over here, troubled that according to the Rivah, who has his famous yesod, that even l'manda matchilasu b'shivasav bonus chayim, it's only if the onus is b'mitoch ha'pshia. As they point out, that's really meduyak from the Gemara in Bav Mitzian Daf Mem Beis, the ikar case of tchilasu b'shivasav bonus, the tsreifa the urvini. In that situation, the onus is b'mitoch ha'pshia, because the person put the kesef in the tsreifa the urvini. So it's a pshia le'inyan nura. That if a forest fire breaks out, then the tzreifa d'urvni is going to be burnt. Mitoch that pshia came the onus that the ganovim found the kesef. Even though it's not normal for the ganovim to look for kesef in tzreifa d'urvni, but the reality is he could have watched it better. He could have been shown the kesef bekarka, but he wasn't. He put it in the tzreifa d'urvni. So because he was poshel in yanura, that's why the onus occurred. If he put the sofim in the karka, then the whole thing would have never happened. Even though the ganavim normally don't find the kesef b'tzreifa d'urvni, but they did because he did a pshia to leave it there to begin with. So the Rishonim ask, if you hold chilas v'b'shev esav bonus is chayev only if the onus is b'mitoch ha'pshia, what's the kasha of the Gemara over here? What's the kasha? Right, the Gemara says, l'madamat chilas v'b'shev esav ba'onis, if it's because so ra'ua, so then the bailam should be chayev, even if sofa bonus, even if chotra. But that's not true, because the chatira was not b'mitoch ha'pshia. The chatira b'pshut was that the animal just dug out. That's unrelated to the fact that the wall is weak. So why should it be that l'madamat chilas v'b'shev esav ba'onis, you should be chayev, the onus is not b'mitoch ha'pshia? So all the Rishonim answer that according to the Rivo, which I have to say, is that the Chatir over here is not that the animal dug out, stop, but rather that he dug under the kosel, and if the kosel is weak, then the Chatira caused the kosel to fall down. Even if Chatira, ultimately the animal got out, not because of the Chatir, he didn't just tunnel his way out of the bone, but rather he tunneled a little bit, he dug a little bit, and that caused the wall to fall down. So that's exactly what the Gemara is saying, that if the wall is weak, and it was Tchilas of Ebshia, so Kichotra, even if it's sofa ba'ones, he should still be chayav, because the onus is b'mitoch ha'pshia, due to the fact that he was chote, that's why the wall fell down, as Rashi explains. Right? He was chote, v'hipila ha'kosel, through the chatira, he was mapel the kosel. So then the manda amet chilas v'pshia, sofa ba'ones, chayav, then you'll be chayav, because the onus is b'mitoch ha'pshia. And that's how the Rishonim explain. And we pointed out, not everyone agrees. The Rif says, Abaye and Rav have a machlokas about this. According to Abaye, the man damet chilas v'b'shiv esav ba'onis chayiv would say chayiv even if the onus is not b'mitoch ha'pshiyus. It's a shaila whether that's really true. What should this depend on? So we quoted Reb Kiva Eger and Bav Metzia wanted to say that this shaila whether the man damet chilas v'b'shiv esav ba'onis chayiv chayiv only if the onus is b'mitoch ha'pshiyus, even if it's not b'mitoch ha'pshiyus, the chor that's dependent on why chilas v'b'shiv esav ba'onis should be chayiv according to that day. That either you can say that if it's chidasu b'pshia, then the pshia colors everything that happens in the future. And then even if it's nenas b'sof, we look at the onus as really a pshia. Right? It's like kulo b'pshia. So if you say like that, l'chora, you can't hold chidasu b'pshia b'sof b'onus chayiv unless the pshia caused the onus. If the onus is b'mitocha pshia, so since it's b'mikocho, then we give it the same halacha, says the pshia. The onus came mikach the pshia, so then we call the onus a pshia too. But if it wasn't b'mitoch ha-pshia, so then how can you say that the onus is a pshia? It's an onus. It's not a pshia. It's not related to the pshia. The pshia and the onus are two totally different things. The other way to look at it is that chilasu b'pshia b'self ha-ba'onus chayiv is that once the individual is posheya, so he's chayiv already. He's chayiv. His nechasim ha-meshuba to pay for a future nezek. The nezek hasn't occurred, but his nechasim already are a meshuba to pay for the future nezek. It's just that if there is no nezek, then he can pay with the chayfetz. He doesn't have to pay any money. Once the nezek occurs, it turns out l'mafreya, his nechasim u'meshuba mishas ha-pshia, and now he can't pay by just returning the object, so he has to pay with money. If that's the pshia, if that's why t'chilasu b'pshia v'sav b'onus is chayiv, and even if the onus is not b'mitoch ha-pshia, even if it's unrelated to the pshia, the fact is, b'shah that he was posheh, he already was mischayiv, and his nechasim u'meshubit, so he has to pay. Doesn't matter how the nezek occurred, even if it occurred by onus, he's chayav to pay because of the pshia b'tchila. It's not that the onus b'sof is called a pshia. It's not a pshia, it's onus. But he's chayav, not for the onus b'sof, he's chayav for the pshia b'tchila. It's just, if no nezek occurs, then he can return the very object, because there was no nezek. He's chayav m'tchila. We gave a marshal that if he's sholeach yad b'tikodon, he's chayav even for onsim. Asho machina would be chayav for gneva, Aveda, Shomasochr, Schaiv, even for Onsim. Why? But they're not, these are things that they're not Chaiv. No, the answer is the Shlichus Yad is Mechaiv, the individual. If nothing happens to it, then he can return the object. If something happens, then he can't return the object. So if you hold Chilasu B'Shiva Savban is Chaiv, is that he's Chaiv for the Pshia. Not that the onus is viewed as a Pshia, but he's Chaiv for the original Pshia. So even if the onus is unrelated to the Pshia, he's still going to be Chaiv. These are the two approaches that we suggest. I just pointed out at the end of Shir, that some of the achronim are medayek from the rishonim, that they actually take stands on this issue. The Or Sameach in Hilchas Niske Mamon Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud is medayek from Tosfos and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that Tosfos takes a stand on this issue. Let's take a look at that sugya. Okay, we keep on referring back to the second parak. I told you we're not running away from the second parak. There's a lot in the second parak that relates to the sixth parak too. So the Mishnah that Chafal from the base introduces us to Eish. Right? There are old discussions. We just talked about the Machlokas Amoraim and the Chav Beis. What's the nature of the Mazik of Eish? So what does the Mishnah say on the Chafal from the base? Hakelev v'hagdish shekovtzu mirosh hagag v'shibur es hakelim v'shalim nezik sholim ibnei shein muadim. Kelev and Gedi, different animals, jump from the rooftops. It's normal for them to jump. The Mishaber is Hakelim. So Mishalim Nezek Sholim, the Baal HaKelev, the Baal HaGedi has to pay Nezek Sholim. The Muad Mitchiloso, Muad Likfots. Rashi says, V'neshem Muadim Likfots U'Bershus HaNizekam the told of the Regali. It's Regal, right? Just like if an animal were to walk normally and he kicks something, so then the Baal HaMachayim, that's Regal. So too, they jump from the rooftops, they break the Kelim with their feet, with their bodies, so that's the told of Regal, so then it's going to be Chayim. So the Gemara says like this: Tana Rabbanan, Hakelev ve'agdi shadolgu mimata lamala pturin, milamala lamata chayovin. The Braisa distinguishes between a case where the Kelev and the Gedi jumped up or jumped down. They jump up, so that's mishunah. So then they're going to be potter. They jump down from the rooftop, then they're going to be chayiv. Adam v'tarnagol shadolgu be'milamala lamata be'milamata lamala chayovin. Adam v'tarnagol. Apparently, it's normal for them either to jump up or to jump down. So they'll be chayiv either way. I, in fact, the Gemara v'hatanya kelev v'hagadish shodogu b'melamala l'matu b'melamata l'mala p'turim. It's the chastira. You have one brice that says the kelev and the gadish shodogu b'melamata l'mala is potter. B'melamala l'mata chayovin. And the next brice says that even b'melamala l'mata is also potter. It's the chastira. Rav Papa the Afich Meifach Kalba Bezakira Vegadya Bezricha. Rav Papa interpreted that Afich Meifach. What does that mean? It means they turned around. It means that they did something the opposite of what you expected them to do. They did something Mishuna. Kalba Bezakira Vegadya Bezricha, says Rashi. Kalba Bezakira, the Kelev by jumping, the Gedi Bezricha by climbing, no, it's Siparnov Bekosel. attaches himself to the kosel and he climbs that way, right? He climbs down. Dolgu milamala lamata. Dolgu milamala lamata. So here they did it in an abnormal fashion. The first brice that says Kelev and Gedisha dolgu milamala lamata is chayovin. So they did it in a normal way. What's the normal way for a Kelev to operate? The Kelev is noitz tzipona. The Kelev climbs. The Gedi jumps. So now if the Kelev jumped and the Gedi climbed, he was noitz tzipona bekosel. So that's a shinoi. Rav Papa says that's pshat nei brisa that milamala lamata is going to be pturin. Yochi frak the Gemara, am I pturin? So just one second. Okay, it's mishuna, but why are they potter? The Bailam are potter just because they do something mishuna? They're not potter lagamri. The Bailam are chayev chatzin nezek. You saw to the prices that if the Kelev and the Gedi are dolgu in a way that's normal, if it's urche b'hachi, so then it's a told of regel, and then the Bailam will be chayev nezek shalom. If they do it in a way that's lav urche, if it's mishuna, so then the Bailam chayev only chatzin nezek, because it's a told of karen, it's not a told of regel, so only chayev chatzin nezek. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So comes Taisus of Yachav Beis and asks the Afik Mechtach Im Tama Lamandam at Chilasu Bepshia Vesav Bon Es Chayev Lechayev Nezek Sholem De Chilasu Bepshia De Urche Vesav Bon Es De Lav Urche. Comes Taisus and says, you think this Gemara is Poshut? Okay, Urche, Lav Urche, Urche is Nezek Sholem, Lav Urche is Chatzin Nezek. Yeah, but you forgot something. Chilasu Bepshia Vesav Bon Es We Paskin Es Chayev. So the fact is that if the Bailam didn't watch their Kelev and Gedi, so they were Poshel in Urche, because if the Kelev does Sricha and the Gedi does Zekira Milamala Lamata, that's Taka Urche Bahochi. So once it's Tchilasa Bepshia, Linyan Urche, Linyan Regel, even though Sofo is Baonis, it's not really Baonis, right? I mean, it's Baonis in the sense that it's not what's expected, it's not Urche. Right? So it's lav urche. Sofo it's a told of regel. But why should they only be chayv chatzin nezek? The Bailam should be chayv nezek shalom. It was tchilasu b'pshia that because they didn't watch the kelev and the gedi, the kelev and gedi could do regel. It's normal for it to do regel. So they were poshaya le'inyin regel. So since the chiyuv of regel is nezek shalom, so they were poshaya le'inyin regel. That's nezek shalom. So the Bailam should have to pay nezek shalom according to the mandamah tchilasu b'pshia v'sav bonus chayv. That's Tosfos kasha. Why is it so posh that if it's Urche, the Bailam Chayav Nezek Shalom, if it's Lav Urche, Chatzin Nezek? No, once they're Poshel in Yin Urche, then they should always be Chayav Nezek Shalom. Even if Libesof, it's Lav Urche, even if it does care. V'ya Shlomo says, Tosis, Lo Amen Mishim Tchilasu B'Pshil, L'Gabi Regel, L'Chayav Nezek Shalom, L'Gabi Karen. Tchilasu B'Pshil, Yin Regel, V'Sofa Ba'onis, L'Nin Karen, we're not going to say Tchilasu B'Pshil, V'Sofa Ba'onis, Chayav. What do you think Tosis means? Before I continue reading, what do you think Tosis means? You start Tosis, so once you read a few words, you get a preconceived notion as to where Tosis is going. So what does it sound like from Tosis? Anyone? What does it sound like? Can't say Tchilasu L'Pshia, L'Inyin Regel, V'Sofa Ba'onis, L'Inyin Karen. Yosef?
The Onis and the Pshia have to be connected.
The Onis and the Pshia have to be connected, L'Inyin what? Okay, I hear what you're saying. It's good. It's a good Ha'ara. But what's Tosis saying? Right? Well, what's Tosis saying? Okay, you know what? Let's just read on. The law of Mishim that Chidasu B'Shia L'Gavi Regel L'Chayv Nezek Shalom L'Gavi Karen. Da Filu Poshea Gomer L'Inyan Karen Lochi Vosot Torah L'Chatzi Nezek. Even if he's Poshea Gomer L'Inyan Karen, the Torah was not Mechayev him Nezek Shalom only Chatzi Nezek. Ilav Hachi Arisha Nechnas L'Chatzi Nezek V'Torah V'Ocha L'Chayv Nezek Shalom. Arisha nichnas lechotzer hanizik v'torah fa'ochal. So that's mishuna, right? We're assuming that's mishuna. The Ari was nichnas lechotzer hanizik. What does the Ari normally do? Doras fa'ochal, right? He doesn't kill the prey first. He eats it live. Okay, right. So this is mishuna. So says Tosis, if tchilaso bepshia. The inyan regel nezek shalim v'sofa bonus is tchilasu b'pshil inyan urche v'sofa bonus inyan lav urche is mishal nezek shalim. So arisha nichnas lechatzar nizik v'tarav v'ochal. Since it's tchilasu b'pshia L'chayim nezik shalom, the tchilas of the pshil, in derisa. L'chayim kol kerem, mechatz v'nezik, tchilas of the pshil, in shem v'regel. The Ari, if the Bailim didn't watch their Ari, you know, the Bailim have a pet lion, right? That's pretty normal in the five towns in Teaneck, right? Okay. Right? Okay, maybe not in the five towns in Teaneck, but I guess in certain areas it might be normal. Right? So the Bailim have their Ari. There are other communities besides the five towns in Teaneck. Muncie? No, it's not normal in Muncie. On Purim, maybe it's normal. But let's not talk about Purim. So if the Ari comes to Chatzar HaNizik, the Taraf the Ochal, so that's Meshuna, but Doras V'Ochal would be Urche. So how can you say Ari Shenichas Chatzar HaNizik, the Taraf V'Ochal is Chayv only Chatzi Nezek because it's like Karen, it's Lav Urche? Tchilosu B'Pshia, the Bailam didn't watch the Ari. The Ari could be mazik ba'ofen shel urche, could be daras va'achal. So even if it's daras va'achal, chidas v'mshiv, some bonus would tell me that you're chayiv. And we don't find that the Gemara in Daf Tezvava Mebeis that we talked about last zman says that if the Ari wasn't daras va'achal, it was only daras va'achal, you only chayiv chatzin nezek. What's more, every Karen b'chatzar nizik, we know that Karen, there's no distinction between Rishus Rab as opposed to chatzar nizik. It's always chatzin nezik. But why? B'chatzar nizik, shem v'regel is chayv nezik shalim. Rishus Rab, shem v'regel is potter, but b'chatzar nizik is chayv nezik shalim. So every Karen should be chayv nezik shalim, because tchilasu b'pshia, le'inyin shem v'regel. So even if sofa ba'onis, le'inyin Karen, tchilasu b'pshia, sofa ba'onis, chayv should tell me that you should be chayv for that. So this tells us it's impossible. You can't say that. Can't say that chilasu b'pshia le'inyan urche or le'inyan shem v'regel v'sof ha'bonus le'inyan keren the lav urche is going to be chayiv nezek shalom. That's what Tosus says. What's the tamadavar? The Tosus throws a couple of words in there. What's the tamadavar? He gives us the mechanism. He gives us the answer. What's the tamadavar? Says Tosus, da'filu poshea gomer le'inyan keren lo chivasu torah elechatzi nezek. What is Tosus saying here? Even if he would be poshel, in your Karen, he'd only be chayav chasinezek. Rabbeinu Peretz echoes Tosus' sentiment. He phrases it a bit more sharply. That's why sometimes you gotta look at the other Bali Tosus to see how they say it over. In the first kaivitz. What's Rabbeinu Peretz say? Shloma d'davka ba'av echad shayach l'meim atchilosu b'shiv zo ba'onis. Davka ba'av echad. Mot nazach, Rabbeinu Peretz says. He starts off going in one direction, but you'll see he's going to go in a different one. The davka ba'av echad shayach l'meim atchilosu b'shiv zo ba'onis. Aval hocha k'shu b'pshia haynu regel. U'k'shu ba'onis havi karen. Davka ba'av echad, but not me'av la'av. That's what Tosus says. No, it doesn't sound like that. He does talk about regel and karen. V'tama dover, continues Rabbeinu Peretz. What's the tama dover? Because it's me'av la'av? Not really. Demand mechayev haynu ke'ilu poshea mitchila ba'osu ma'ise sha'osu lebesov dehaynu karen. That's a line. Rabbeinu Peretz's line. The one who holds tchilasu b'pshia v'sof ha'bonus chayv. You want to know what the tama dover is? I'll tell you. That day of tchilasu b'pshia v'sof ha'bonus chayv, why does he say chayv? Ke'ilu posheya mitchila ba'oso ma'isa sha'osa lebesof, dahainu karen. When he does the karen lebesof, it's as if he was posheya b'tchila le'inyin that. What does that mean? Even though it's an ones lebesof, we treat it like a pshia. When he was posheh b'tchila, we treat it as though he was posheh. Even le'inyan, the av that the behemah actually does at the end. At the end, he does a keren. He doesn't do regel, and that's ba'ones. That's a lav urche. Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz, no, the man d'amah tchilasu b'shiv v'sav ha'bonus chayiv holds that even if he's posheh b'tchila, we treat the ones libisof like a pshia too. We look at it as though b'tchila he was posheh le'inyan keren also. That's lechora what Tosus is saying. That even if he were a posheh gomer l'inyan keren, the Torah is not mechayev him only chatzi nezek. So what? The man da'amah tchilasu b'pshia v'sof ha'bonus chayev holds if he's posheh betchila, we treat it as though the onus lebesof is like a pshia. But if he'd only be chayev chatzi nezek for a pshia bekeren anyway, tchilasu bepshia v'sofo beonis, it's not going to be mechayev him more than that. Right? The manda amat tchilasu bepshia v'sofo beonis chayev holds that the onus lebesof is viewed like a pshia. It's like kulo bepshia, since it occurred mitoch hapshia, because of the pshia, we treat the onus as a pshia too. But Karen b'pshia is still only chayev chatzi nezek. Bein b'shus harabim, bein b'chotzer hanizek. It's always only chayev chatzi nezek. So just because he was poshel in regel, regel zachiv of nezek sholim, we're not going to be mechayev of nezek sholim for Karen. Because the mandaam at chilosu b'pshia v'sofo b'onis chayev holds that the reason why you chayev for the onus, because the onus is viewed like a pshia. But Karen itself, even she is only Chayev Chatzin Nezek, so you can't be Chayev Nezek Sholem for the Karen. That's Rabbi Peretz and Taisis. So who's this going like? That's going like the mainstream in the Rishonim, right? The Riva. That Chilasu B'Shia V'Sov Bonas Chayev. The reason why you're Chayev is because the Pshia colors the onus, colors everything else. Once you're Poshev B'Tchila, so we treat it as though the onus is occurring B'Pshia too. It's Kulo B'Pshia. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz. So if that's the case, then it can't be more chamor than the Av Mazik of Besov. If the Av Mazik of Besov is Karen, and Karen is only Chayv Chatzin Nezek, then you can't be Mechayv and Nezek Shalim, because even a Pshia B'Karen is only going to be Mechayv and Chatzin Nezek. Okay, this is one answer to this question. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam offers a different answer. He actually offers both answers, so that's why it's great, since he has both answers. You see, first of all, you see which answer he likes more. But secondly, you're able to distinguish between the different answers. What does the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam say? He asks the kasha. Then he says, "V'nirad lo don." He says the same thing as Tosfos, right? Meshuna karen b'chatzah nizek. Every meshuna you have an arisha toraf b'chatzah nizek. That's meshuna. Arisha doras. That's urchei. Arisha toraf shetaraf v'achal. That's meshuna. So says Tosfos. Every meshuna b'chatzah nizek should be meshalim nizek shalem. Meshalim nizek shalem because it's tchilasu b'pshia le'inyan urchei le'inyan shein v'regel. He says that can't be. Why? Listen to the loshen. The kevan sheshina havi keren, utchilasu b'shia havi regel. B'chay gavna ain't chilasu b'shia v'sav ba'onis chayim. The shein v'regel v'keren k'mo shlosha mazikim hem. Shein, regel, and keren, they're all shor. Right? They're all a mazik shor, but they're like shlosha mazikim, they're like three different avos mazikim, three different categories. Just because someone's poshea be'esh, he's not going to be chayev b'shor. Someone likes a barbecue. Having a barbecue, having a good time. Right? His shor is in the barn. He wasn't poshea le'inyin b'shor, he's poshea le'inyin be'esh. Well, so because he's poshea le'inyin the av nezek of esh, so we treat it as tchilasu b'shia v'sof ba'on. If an onus occurs and somehow the shor gets out, right, chotra, right, the shore was chot. It's a coastal bori. The shore was chot. Somehow he got out. Mamish ba'onis gom. So what? That's tchilasu b'shia v'sof ba'onis. What does one have to do with the other? He was poshel le'inyan the esh. He didn't put out the barbecue. Now he didn't put out the charcoal from the barbecue properly. So he was poshel in the. So because he was poshel le'inyan the esh, so sofa ba'onis le'inyan the shore, he should be chayav because tchilasu b'shia v'sof ba'onis. Come on, it's ridiculous. He says, it can't be. The two have nothing to do with each other. He gives an even better case, right? Oh, in Pasha Bishor Echad, Lohavi Chayev Machmas Sahib Shia Shal Shor Acher Shalo Pasha Bo El Shamro. Let's say he owns two Shvar, right? One is in one barn, the other is in the other barn. So he locked up one barn properly, and the other barn he didn't lock up properly. Oh, Tchilasu B'Shia V'Sofa Ba'onis. Let's say the second Shor is Nenas, Kosal Bari, Chotra, Ba'onis Gomer. He gets at it and he does Hezek. What? So because he was Poshel Inyan Shor number one, even if he's nenas l'nid shor number two, we should say tchilasu b'pshia v'sofo ba'onis chayev. Hayitochein frek the Talmud Rabbi Notam. Come on. So that's what you want to do. You want to say tchilasu b'pshia v'sofo ba'onis chayev me'av la'av. Right? That's like the Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? Rabbeinu Peretz started with this, but he went off. He didn't finish the job. He starts with a lashon that the Talmud, the Rabbeinu Tam, picks up on and Taka likes, but the Rabbeinu Peretz is not saying that. He says like Tosfos. Right? The Talmud, the Rabbeinu Tam, seems to be saying that Chilas of B'shiv Zalban is Chayiv can't be said from one Av Nezek to the other because it's like two totally different cases. They can't be related to each other. You can't connect the two. It's nothing to do with each other. Just because he was Poshel in Sharecha doesn't mean he was Poshel in the other Shore. Just because he was Poshel in Eish doesn't mean he's Poshel in the Shore. These two have nothing to do with each other. Oh, yesh l'taretz, he says, l'shach l'meh l'mishem t'chilasu r'vshir l'gabi shein yishalei nami ala keren ezek shalein do hafilu k'shu posher gomel in keren l'chivasu tore ala chatzi nezek v'l'choshu k'tchilasu r'vshir v'sof ha'ba'om Motsasi. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says, Motsasi, another answer. Yeah, where was he Motsasi? He found it in the Rabbeinu Peretz. He found it in Taisvis. Motsasi, I found that answer. But that's not the answer that he likes. The answer he likes is the first answer, right? That you can't say Tchilaso v'Pshiyah v'Sof Ba'ones me'av la'av, because there's no connection between the two. It's mamish and ganzen, totally different. There's no shaychas to say Tchilaso v'Pshiyah v'Sof Ba'ones ali. So it's not clear. Maybe the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam just thought that was a more obvious answer. Maybe he's not really arguing the svari. He just thought that that was a better answer. But the other way to look at it is that the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam likes this answer better because he's grappling with this issue. Why is it that Tchilas of B'Pshiyah V'Sof Ba'ones Chayiv? Is it because it's Kula B'Pshiyah? Is it because it's Kula B'Pshiyah? So if it's because it's Kula B'Pshiyah, then the real answer is his second answer. That even if the Karen would be B'Pshiyah, you're still not going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalom. So it doesn't make sense that based on Chilasu B'Pshiyah V'Sof Ba'onis, if it's Chilasu B'Pshiyah L'Inyan Regel V'Sof Ba'onis L'Inyan Karen, you're going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Why? If the whole idea is that Chilasu B'Pshiyah V'Sof Ba'onis Chayiv is because we treat it as though it's Kula B'Pshiyah, since Karen, even B'Pshiyah, is only Chayiv V'Chatzi Nezek, you can't be Chayiv Nezek Shalom for the Karen. What the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam in the first answer might be assuming is like the other pshat, that Chilasu B'Pshiyah V'Sof Ba'onis Chayiv, the reason why he's Chayiv is because from the moment that he's posheya, his nechosim ha-meshubah to pay for any future nezek. Nechosim ha-taka meshubah to pay for any future nezek. From the moment that he's posheya. So really, even if you'd be chayev only chatzi nezek for pshiyah dekeren, so what? Since he was posheya mitchila le'inyin regel, so that should be mechayev him to pay for any nezek shalom, because he's chayev for that pshir. He really should be chayev for that pshir. Aye, but a pshir, the karen, is only mechayev you chatzi nezek. The chayev is not for karen. The chayev is for the pshir, the regel. Since he was poshea le'inyin regel, he's really chayev a nezek shalom over here. Right? If the animal, if the behemoth does nezek, he should be chayev nezek shalom, not for the karen that he did. For the pshia the regel, talk to Talmud the Rabbeinu Tam, but you can't be mechayev him for the pshia the regel, because there's no connection between shor A and shor B, between regel and karen. It's just a totally different case. So even though you could say the moment that he's poshea, he's chayev for any future nezek, he's chayev for a future nezek in the chayvetz that you're talking about, right? He's chayev for a future nezek in the behemah that he was poshea b'shmiraso. But you can't be mechayev him for nezek that a different shor does. It's like a different bailim. It's a different mazik. It's a totally different mazik. Then it doesn't make any sense to be mechayev him nezek shalom. But don't tell me that the reason why you're potter is because karen, even if it's poshea, is only chayev achatzi nezek. So what? The chiv is not for the Karen. The chiv is for the original pshia. So even if you'd only be chayev chatzin ezek for Karen, you should be chayev for the pshia the regel. The only reason why you're not chayev for the pshia the regel is because it's a totally different cheftz. It's a different behemoth. It's a different mazik. So if it's a different mazik, I was posheya in this mazik. So I'm chayev for what this mazik does. I can't be chayev for what a different mazik does because I was posheya in the first mazik. Okay, so this. These two approaches to why Tchilasu B'Pshiyah V'Sof Ba'onis is chayiv might explain the different deus in the Rishonim how to answer this kasha. from the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis. Jacob.
The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam is saying that there are three distinct avs, meaning you can't be chayav because one shia has nothing to do with the nezek.
If you posher le'inyan one av, you can't be chayav for that shia for a different av, for a different nezek, that's
but
a totally different av.
Because they're not connected, you say?
Yes, yes.
But what about
it's almost like if you're posher le'inyan one shor, in one town, I can't be chayav for an ones that occurs through another shor of mine in a different town. What does one have to do with the other? Not that you need a relationship between the onus and the pshia. That's not what he's saying. It's not that you need a relation, a connection between the onus and the pshia. The onus has to be bum mitocha pshia to be chayav. That's not what he's saying. He's saying if there's no connection, so it's like a different case. It's like a different case, right? It's like if I'm poshea in this shor, right? I didn't lock the door properly. Right? I didn't lock the door properly. And that's one day. That's on Monday. Then Tuesday I come and I lock the door. And then an onus occurs. The animal is chotra. It's becosel bari and the onus occurs. What? So because I was poshea yesterday, I'm going to be chayav for the onus of today? That's ridiculous. Right? If I lock the door properly, so then it's over. It's almost like I returned the shor to the bailam. It's over. The pshi is over. So once the pshi is over, so then I can't be chayav for that pshi. It's the same thing here. If I'm poshel in one shore, so the onus of a different shore has nothing to do with the first shore. It's not because the onus has to be bomi torcha pshia to be chai, that there has to be a relationship between the two. It's that once that pshia is over, or if that pshia is nogea to this mazik, it's unrelated to the onus of a different mazik. Yes.
But the case of the Ari, who is your poshia for tara for achal, and it happens to be daras for achal, because you're poshia for, it's still, there's still like, because you're poshia for tarav achal, that's it, allowed it to be tarav achal. Like,
right.
They're different avos, so Rabbeinu Tam would say probably you wouldn't be mechai, but it's still there, still because of one happened the other, they're still connected. They're not, it's not like they're so different, like he's giving these extreme cases.
Right. So the extreme cases he's giving are pretty obvious, but the way that it applies over here is that even if it's the same mazik, but once it's a different av nezek, so we treat it differently. We say that the fact that I was poshea le'inyan one av mazik or av nezek, we don't treat it like I was poshea le'inyan the other av nezek. I hear what you're saying. It's not quite as right. He's creating a straw man that's very obvious, right? The case that he gives is very obvious. It's a misvara. You'd say, yeah, Yitzhak, it's a totally different case. There's not a different case. It's the same. It's the kelev and the gdi, right? It's the same mazik. It's just a different av nezek that the same mazik is doing. So you're right. It's not quite the same. But that's his extrapolation. I hear. It's a good point that you're making. Shalom.
Is it possible that's why he offers Hosea's answer?
Because he's not so sure that even though in his extreme cases it's obvious that Chilas of B'Shiv Asav Ba'onu shouldn't be Chayiv, but this is not so extreme. It's the same behemah. It's the same behemah that's doing hezek. It's just a different av. Maybe Taka, that's why he offers the... It's not a lom de shazach, but he offers a different shot because he's not so convinced that his shot is correct. Yes?
Is it really, though, a different av? Karen, Shin, and Regal are all part of Short?
It is, yes. We assume it is different.
But it's not like Short of Ish is definitely different, but...
So if you were to say that Short of the Mishnah really includes Karen, Shin, and Regal, if you say it includes all of them, right, who says that? Remember? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Right? If Mava is Shane or it's Regel, right? So the Gemara says Shmuel who says that Mava, I'm sorry, Rav that says that Mava ze Odom, he says Tonashar v'chol mili d'shar. Rav, my time alo amar kishmuel, Tonashar v'chol mili d'shar. According to Rav, Shor includes everything. So according to Rav Yitaka, right, but according to Shmuel, then Shor is not everything. It's not Karen, Shane, and Regel. It's different. Even if you hold like Rav, it's one Avnezek? I don't think it's one Avnezek. They have different dinims. How can you know, Karen is only Chayav Chatzin Nezek if it's Tam. Shane and Regel are Chayav Nezek Sholim. So how can you say that Shane and Regel and Karen are the same Avnezek, but the Chiyuvim are different? The fact that the dinim are different should seem to indicate that they're different. The different of us can see the shame regular part of b'shesarav and Karen is chayiv b'shesarav. So the fact that the halachas are different should indicate that they're different of us. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go right to the next thing. Okay, so we keep on mentioning this next chelik of the Mishnah. Now finally we got the... What does the Mishnah say? Nifritza balaylo shepratzu alistim v'yatzav e'izikapot hotziu alistim listim chayavim. The listim take out the behema. They didn't just break down the fence of the bond, but rather they take out the behema, then the listim are going to be chayavim. Zok to Gemara. Gemara definitely involved in the Ram. On the very bottom. Hotziu alistim listim chayavim. Pshita frek to Gemara. If the listim take out the behemah, of course they're going to be chayav. Kevan the afke, kaimel abirshusayu lechol mili. Kevan the afke, once they took out the behemah, kamule abirshusayu lechol mili. It's quite a statement. What's the Gemara sound like? That the reason why the listim are chayav is why? Why? Midin what? Midin what? Bailim. How do they become the bailim? They're not the bailim. They don't own anything. What? Meshicha. But to the Meshicha, but what? To the Meshicha they acquire? That's a racket. You know, if I take your jacket so it becomes mine? Shinu Rishus. No, we're just beating around the bush. But okay, Meshicha is Meshana the Rishus. But I don't understand. This is mine. I took it. I was Moshech. It's now it's nice. It's a nice pencil. You know, and while I'm at it.
How does that work?
How can I take something and it becomes more? What's the din? Come on! One word! What's the din? What kind of a halach is this? If I take something, it becomes mine? It doesn't really become mine. But I'm now chayiv for certain things vis-a-vis this chayiv. What kind of a... What's the word? Shomer? Is he a shomer? He's more than a shomer. What is he? He's a gazlan. Right? He's a listin. Basically, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that he's a gazlan, pshita, that if he's a gazlan, he should be chayav for the hezek that the behemah does. Kevan da afkua, once they took the behemah out of the rishus of the bailam, kaimul ab rishusaya, l'chol mili. The behemah is now in the rishus of the gazlan, l'chol mili. So it's Pasha. The Gemara starts off by saying, Hotziu listim, listim chayav, that's Dover Pasha. Of course it's Pasha, because if they're a Gazlan, it's Kamala B'Shusay L'Chomili, so then they're responsible. They don't own the object. I know what Rashi says. Kevan Afkua, Ika Meshicha V'Shin Rishuas Davi Kinuyu L'Chomili. Right, Rashi is saying that there's Shinu Rishuas, there's Meshicha V'Shin Rishuas, he did a Kinyan against the Das HaBailim. If this were Mekachu Memkas Den Taka, he owns it. But the Gazlan doesn't own the object. The Gazlan doesn't own the object, right? If he steals an S-rib from his friend, he can't take it on Yom Tov Rishon, right? Where you need lochem, that has to belong to you. The Dalamin have to belong to him. It doesn't belong to the Gazlan, but does belong to the Gazlan. Well, what does that mean? It means he did a kinyan on this object, so the halacha recognizes that he does own the object for certain things. It's Kanuya L'chol Mili. It sounds like from the Rashi and from the Gemara that he owns it L'gabe everything. What does that everything mean? He doesn't really own it. He doesn't own it for Dalad Minim. It's not Lochem. It's not really his. But there are many other halachas that require Bailu. So somehow it becomes Kanuya to the Gazlan. That's why he's going to be Chayef. Right? This one halacha that we're talking about is that the bailim are responsible to be shomer. They're animals that they don't do hezek. So apparently the Gemara is assuming pshita. If the guy is a gazlan and he does a meshicha, then he's going to be kona l'chol mili. He's going to be kona the behemah. It means that now he's responsible to watch the behemah to ensure that the behemah doesn't do hezek. He doesn't own the animal really. It still belongs to the bailim, but he has a din bailim meaning this. It's kona lo l'chol mili le'inyan that he has to watch it that it doesn't do hezek.
Is the
Maisa
Kinyan just letting the animals run free and breaking down the wall?
No, the Maisa Kinyan, the Gemara is assuming, Afkua means Hotziua, they took it out the Meshicha. Rashi explains, they took it out the Meshicha, they pulled it. They did something that would be a Maisa Kinyan, Le'inyi Mekachomemker, but there was no consent of the Bailim. Mekachomemker requires the consent of the Bailim. Here there is no consent of the Bailim. But even though there's no consent of the Bailim, that's the Din Gazlan. It's part of the Din Gazlan. That somehow it's kenuya l'chol mili to the gazlan. So, if that's the case, then it's pshita. I don't need a mishnah to tell me that. Shalom.
What makes this a gazlan and not a gazlan? How would a gazlan steal it differently than a gazlan?
when I say gazlan, I mean ganav or gazlan. Ganav just means he did it secretively, and gazlan means he did it publicly, right? If the listim took it out at night and no one saw what they were doing, then the listim is a ganav. He's not a gazlan, right? The Gemara later on is going to talk about whether listim mizuyin, armed robbery, is that a gazlan or is that a ganav? But if it's, he's not armed, this lashon mishnah doesn't sound like it's armed. Regular listim. So if it's regular listim, the Gemara in Bava Kamma later, Gemara in Daf Ayin Tes on the base. The Gemara says that the chiluk between ganav and gazlan is if he does it secretively or not. Right? If he does it secretively, then he's a ganav. If he does it bechazka, if he does it, you know, he rips it out like I just did to Josh, right? So I didn't do it. I did it playfully. Right? I just was trying to show you how we like it. I'm sorry. Right. So that would have been a gazlan. I'm doing this. I'm doing it for Hesya. Right? But to do it privately, that even Josh doesn't know, right? That's a gun. Okay, but we're just going to call him a gazlan. We call it a gazlan. But depending on how it's done, we determine whether it's a gun or a gazlan. So if I think it's partial, what do I need a mishnah for? Hotziyo listem chayim. Of course. But tzvi chazak the gemara the kamul abapa. Says the gemara. The Kamala Bapa, obviously there's a Chiddush in the Mishnah. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is that they weren't Motzi the Mashiach, but rather Kamala Bapa. What does it mean Kamala Bapa? They stood in front of the face. They stood in front of the face of the animal. Zokt Rashi, Shalom Mashkua. That's the key. Kamala Bapa means there was no Mashiach. There was no Maisa Kenyan. Ela omdu befonel chalsach lo telech oneva ona, ela le kamalecha. They stood in front of the animal in such a way. Pushing it on either side, you know, ensuring that the animal has to go in one direction. There was no Kenyan. But comes the Mishnah and says, no, but there's still Chayef, even though there's no Kenyan. Kihoda Amar Rabba, Amar of Masna, Amar Rav, Hamamed Bemes Chavero, Kamas Chavero, Chayef. Rav Masna, Amar Rav says what? That Mamed Behemes Chavero, Kamas Chavero, someone who places Behemes Chavero, Al Kamas Chavero. It's not even his behemoth. But he ensures that the behemoth chavero goes to kamas chavero and does damage there. He says chayef. So on that, the Gemara is mamid pshita. Is mamid behemoth chavero kamas chavero? Of course he's going to be chayef. What's the shaila? Lo tzicha the kamla ba'apa. There was the same ukimta on Rav's statement of mamid behemoth chavero kamas chavero that the mechayev is not because he was mamish mamid. He's mamish mamid, so then it's a davar poshet that he should be chayef. Davar poshet. What chiyev? Who chiyev? We're going to have to talk about it. Okay. What exactly is the chiyuv of mamid? But the Gemara interpreted that mamid behemes chaver kamas chaver is not just the case of mamid, because mamid is poshut. Mamid is poshut. You just have to understand a little bit, and then you'll figure out what the avnezek is. So they said in the Beis Medrash that it's not regular mamid behemes chaver kamas chaver, but rather kamla ba'apa. It's the same thing over here. Hotziyo listem chayavim is kamla ba'apa. So why is he chayav at this stage in the Gemara? The chiyuv at the beginning of the Gemara, when it asked pshita, it's your list and chayavim, the chiyuv was midin gazlan. What's the mechayav here? The Gemara is backtracking and saying, no, there was no Mashiach, but rather the kamla bapa, just like ma'am v'emes chaver kamas chaver, we established that it's talking about the kamla bapa. So what's the mechayav? What's he chayav for? Hotziyo listem chayavim. What are they chayav? Midin what? Midin gazlan? They're not gazlan, they weren't kone. So if they weren't kone, then why should they be chayav? What's the chiyuv? Garmi, good. So what's the chiyuv? Garmi is a chiyuv of. Just say one extra word, right? Garmi is a type. What? Mazik. Exactly. Instead of explaining that the chiyuv is midin gazlan, it sounds from this stage that it's midin mazik. So amale abaye l'rav Yosef hikisha amritlan the list of nami bikishua. So abaye said to Rav Yosef. Rebbe, in the Beis Medrash, you didn't give that pshat by Mamid Behemes Chaver Kamas Chaver. You told us that Mamid Behemes Chaver Kamas Chaver was chayiv because he kisha. He didn't do a mashicha, but he hit it. He hit it with a stick. He kisha b'makel amrit lon. You told, I remember in the shir, it was not online, but I remember in the shir, you told us he kisha, but he hit it with a stick. Listem nami the hikishua. So listem also could be a case of hikisha. What does that mean? That means that the Mechayev really could be Gazlan. There's a back and forth here in the Gemara. Initially, the Gemara thought that Hotziulis Mechayev and Mechayev is within Gazlan. Now the Gemara is partial. If they did a Meshicha, so of course they're going to be Chayev. Kamala, Kevin Afgur, Kaimala, Bishasai, Lachalmili. So then the Gemara backpedals and says maybe the Mechayev is within Masik, like Mama Vemes Chaver, Kamas Chaver, Kamala Vapa. Dr. Baye, no, Hikisha Amrit, Lamvelistam Nami, the Hikeshua. They're really both cases. Both Mama Behemes Chavero Kamas Chavero is Chayev not Midin Mazik. More. He could be Chayev Midin Mazik. But he's Chayev more. You said that the Peshat was Hikisha. Hikisha. That was the case. That he's Chayev because Hikisha B'makel. Felistin Nami the Hikishua. What does that mean? B'makel. The Ashmuin on Zad Rashi Masnisin the Hikisha B'makel Zoe Mashicha. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is not that a Gazlan is going to be chayev for the nezek of the behemoth that he steals. The Chiddush is that hakosha b'makel, that hitting the behemoth with a stick, that's like a meshicha. That's like the king. That's the Chiddush. So we thought it was within Gazlan, but that was koshet. We changed that maybe it's within mazik, comes the Gemara and says, no, it's really within Gazlan, but the Chiddush is hikisha b'makel is meshicha. Okay. So the Gemara clearly assumes that a gazlan is chayev for the nezek of the behemah that he stole. Once he steals the behemah, then he's, if he does a meshicha, does a kenyan, then it's poshet that the gazlan should be chayev. Why should he be chayev? Why should the gazlan be chayev? So the Gemara says, kevin davkua kaimala b'shusayu l'chol mili. Kaimala b'shusayu l'chol mili. What does that mean? Becomes his, so therefore, but it's his for everything. I showed you that it's not his for everything. Why is he chayev for nezek? Why is he chayev for shmiras nezokin once he takes it out? So the Losh of the Gemara clearly sounds like the Gazlan is kovel. That's one approach. That is one approach. What do you think another approach might be? Why should the Gazlan be chayev? Forget the Gemara for a moment, okay? Because once we have a different approach, perhaps you can explain the Gemara differently. Right? What do you think is a different approach? Not that the Gazlan is cold and severe, he's like the violent and he's responsible. What could be the reason why the Gazlan is chayev to watch the behemoth on? That he shouldn't do any nezek. He took the behemoth out of the rishus abayim and now he's chayev. What is he chayev because of a kenyan? Somehow he's kona the object? Maybe he's chayev for a different reason. What do you think? Give me a svara. Yeah.
It's like similar to a roa tachtav kind of.
What do you mean?
Who said that?
Mosra leroa nichnas roa tachta. If you give the behemoth to the shepherds, and then the shepherd's responsible. Yeah, is it similar to roa?
Well, wasn't Moser.
Why is the roa chayiv? Why is the shepherd chayiv in the Mizrach? The shepherd's also chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Why do you think he's chayiv? Let's say the animal gets damaged. Not that it does damage to something else. Let's say the behemoth itself is nevda, it's nigneva. The roa is chayiv for that too. Why? Why is the roa chayiv? Yes. Because he's a shomer. Why is a shomer chayiv? Why is a shomer chayiv? Shalom.
He accepts responsibility.
What?
He accepts responsibility when taking notice.
Oh! He's mekabel achrayis for the pikad. Step one. Pashur pshat in shomer is that the shomer is mekabel achrayis, so therefore he's going to be chayiv. The roa, most of the roa, nichnas the roa tachtav, the roa accepts achrayis. The roa accepts achrayis. But before we talk about Gazlan, let's talk about Shomer. Shomer is the classical example of someone who's not a Bailim, but yet he is Chayiv. He has an Achrayis for the object. He has an Achrayis le'inyin guf ha-behema, guf ha-pikadon, and le'inyin the nezek that the pikadon does to someone else. If it's a behema, he has Achrayis for both. Why is the Shomer Chayiv? Shomer's Chayiv because he's Mekabel Achrayis. He's Mekabel Achrayis. Who wants Mekabel Achrayis? So then, he's responsible for the animal, for the gufa behema, and for the hezek that the behema does. Now, a gazlan can't be chayiv for the same reason. Why? That reason can't apply to a gazlan. Why? Posh it, right? Why? Shomer's chayiv because he's mekabel achrayis. Why is it not going to apply to a gazlan? David?
Because he doesn't necessarily take responsibility.
Of course, gazlan doesn't want to take responsibility for nothing. Right? He doesn't want to say. He wants all the gains. Right? And no risks, right? That's quite an investment. Well, this is not the kind of investment you should do. Right? But I'm saying he wants to take the animal, wants to run away with it, but I don't want to accept the achrayis. The achrayis for the shmir, that's still on the bayim. You can't call him a shomer. A shomer is mekabel achrayis. The gazan is not mekabel achrayis. Yes. Now, you just make the jump. Just made the jump. I set you up. Good. You took the bait. Right? So what you're saying is maybe the Gazlan is chayv not because he was kona the object, but rather, what, Shalom? He doesn't need a Kabbalah Sachrayas, but rather the fact that he took it and now the Bailim can't watch it. He took it from the Rishus HaBailim. It's not Biyodom Lishmar anymore. Once it's not Biyodom Lishmar, he's chayiv to watch it, not because he was Mekabla Chayis. He doesn't need a Kabbalah Sacharis. And maybe we don't even need the Kenyan aspect of Gazlani. It's not that he's Kona it. It's not that he's Kona the object, Kona the Behemah, but rather, once he takes the Behemah out of the Rishus HaBailim and B'mitzias, physically, befoel, it's not in the Rishus HaBailim, it's not their responsibility to watch it anymore. They have a responsibility if it's Bershusam, but if it's not Bershusam, physically not Bershusam, then they can't have the responsibility to watch it. So who is responsible? The one who took it out of the Rishus HaBailim. It's Biyado Lishmar. If he has the ability to watch it, and the Bailim don't have the ability to watch it, now he has the Achrayas. He has the automatic Achrayas to watch it. And maybe that's what the Gemara has in mind. Pshita, Hotziyo, listen, Chayavim, Kevan Dafkua, since they took it out, what does it mean, Kevan Dafkua? Since he made a Kenyan? Who says? Kevan Dafkua, since he took it out of the Rishus HaBailim, Kaimo Labirshusayu L'chol Mili, now it's in his Rishus, meaning it's in his control. Not that it's in his Rishus, Kinyonim. Think Kinyonim, Rishusayu, Rishuso, Shalom, Rishuso, Shalom. No, maybe it's now it's in his control to watch it. So if it's in his control, it's b'shusayu l'chol mili, meaning for anything that the animal does. Not every halacha. It's in his rishus, it's in his control for anything the animal will do. Now he's responsible for the nezek of the animal. Not because he was kona the animal, but rather since the bailim can no longer watch the animal because he took it out of the rishus of bailim. Now physically it's in the rishus of the gazlan, so now the gazlan is responsible to watch the animal to make sure that it doesn't do any nezek. Okay, these are two very different approaches. Yes.
Why does the lack of ability of the original Bailim to watch the animal speak to the responsibility of the
Gazan? I think it's a svar pshuta. Right? If the only reason why the Bailim are chayiv is because they can't watch the animal, and now someone took it out of the ability of the Bailim to watch it, so why shouldn't they take achrayis? Why shouldn't the Torah be machayiv that individual?
That only speaks to the Torah, the Bailim. The obligation of the shomer can simply be that his action of taking it, no matter how he did it, speaks to his own obligation.
So you're saying misvara, if a gazlan takes a behemah, he's not mekabel achrayis, he's not a shomer. The gazlan takes a behemah out of the rishus habayim. So now, if the behemah does hezek, the nizik is out the money. The bailim can't be chayav because it's not in their rishus, so they can't watch the object. The gazlan, why should I be mechayav? So then, no one's chayav. There's no one who's responsible to watch this animal. The chora, the svara is that whoever is in control of this animal has to watch the animal, make sure it doesn't do hezek. Is it dafka because he's a bailim? Because he owns the animal? Why? There was an owner to the animal. Obviously, the owner is the one who's chayev to watch the animal to make sure it doesn't do nezek. So now, if you prevent the bailim from doing that, and you're in control of determining whether the animal does nezek or not, so then you have to watch it. Mayor?
Why doesn't this approach also work the same way with nafka and mikosa? Why is the gazlan covered there also? I understand it's a grumma, but if the whole svara is that if the bailim have no ability to watch it with the behemah anymore, shouldn't the ganav also have responsibility to watch it with the behemah?
No. Because apparently it's two things. It's not only that the bailim don't have the ability to watch, but it's beyond the other person to watch it. if the listim only broke down the fence, but they weren't motzi the behemah, that means they didn't take the behemah with them. If they weren't motzi the behemah, then the behemah went off on its own, then you can't say that they're chayav to watch. It's not biyadam lishmar. It's biyadam lishmar if they took the behemah with them. I'm sorry?
They have to directly take it out.
Yes, that's the difference. Nifritz of alayla osha patzo listim, then they're going to be potter. Because they didn't do anything to the behemah. They just worked on the wall. They just broke down the wall. But if hotziyo listim, they took the behemah out, now they somehow, Well, we'll see from a Lashon and Tosfos. If they want to take the behema, right? They want to use the behema. They want to hold the behema. They have this desire to keep the behema with them, and it's biyadam lishmar. Now it's in their control to watch it. So they take on the responsibility to watch this behema. It leaves the responsibility of Balaam, and now the Gazan will take on that responsibility. So these are the two approaches: that either a Gazan is chayav to watch the behema to prevent it from doing nezek because he acquires the animal to some extent. So we're going to have to develop that idea. Is that really true? Does a gazlan have kinyanim in the chevetz hagazel? That's issue number one. Does he have kinyanim? Regarding what does he have kinyanim? Even if we'll say that the gazlan does have kinyanim in the chevetz, but he might have kinyanim in the chevetz only regarding certain halachas, not other halachas. It could be that this idea that the gazlan has to watch the object to prevent it from doing nezek, maybe that's unrelated to kinyanim. Even if we'll prove that there are certain halachas that the gazlan taka does have a kinyan in the chayfetz, it doesn't mean that this halacha is dependent on that yisod. Right? So first of all, we have to develop where does a gazlan have kinyan? What's the mocha that a gazlan has kinyan? There are different halachas, gemaras, look at the gemaras. Different halachas that imply that a gazlan taka does have kinyan in the chayfetz. So first of all, we have to see whether the gazlan does have kinyan and what areas does he have kinyan in. Does that relate to this question that he has to watch the object to prevent it from doing nezek? Is that a function of the kinyanim? Or perhaps there's a simpler reason why he has to watch the object to prevent it from doing nezek. And that is, it's biyad olishma. He took it out of the control of the bialim, the potential for the bialim to watch. Now it's in his control to watch, so now he's mechuyav to watch it. Two very different approaches. So we'll have to develop what the makoros of these approaches are. We have to just figure out what the nafkamina is. What are the differences between these two approaches?